ABC Radio Australia.
Some disasters you can really plan for. Earthquakes, tsunamis, or even volcanic eruptions. It's the slightly slower disasters that can be planned for, such as cyclones.
And it doesn't mean that they're any less dangerous or destructive, but there's often just a little bit more time to start planning for a cyclone.
In Vanuatu, one farmer said he has a routine to make sure his home is just that little bit stronger for a cyclone. And it's very simple. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. My name is Kalbeo Joseph, and I am from Epau village. I live here since I was born. I work as an area council secretary for the province of Sefa. In the village, I work as an one of the community leaders. Usually contribute a lot in community works and community meetings.
What sort of disasters have you seen living here in this village in Nepal? So we're on the sort of coastline of Vanuatu. We're on the eastern coast at the moment, or the northeast coast. What sort of disasters have you seen here?
I think the disaster that usually happens here in our village, mainly two of them. One is the sea level rise. And the most one is the cyclone. Which affects most of the people here, especially in farming.
What sort of things do you need to do to prepare for disasters here?
Disaster preparedness, is usually we get the advice and awareness from the department of, local authority, which is NDMO, National Disaster Office. They are the ones that usually come over to the community to help and organize with a sort of a formation, which is called community disaster committees. And they are the people that trained and prepared people for the preparedness of these disasters.
When you say that you get the information from the NDMO organisation, do they come to the village? How does it work? Do they send you things, or...?
They come to the village.
Okay.
It's usually with their programs, and lots of the times they come with awareness, with materials also, like radios and things that we can use.
So very practical things that will help. And what about the, in terms of the community awareness, do you think that the community is quite aware and happy to have that kind of information given to them, even though while there's nothing happening on a day like today where it's quite a nice day, do you think that they're okay and they're accepting of that preparedness information?
I think at first it wasn't really important for most of the people here, because at first when we have the warnings from radio, Not everyone believes that there will be a cyclone. But since then, when since 2015, with the cyclone Pam, that was one of the cyclones that many people nowadays they don't when awareness is taken here. Most of the people are happy to get the awareness because what they've seen during the cyclone Pam.
And what's when you say that you're the first to do something, what sort of things are you doing exactly?
We use local houses. So one of the preparedness to do with the local houses, we have to cut coconut leaves. We have coconuts there, coconut leaves.
The dead ones, or?
No, the green ones. Then we cover it up at the top of like the one there.
Ah, so we're looking at a house now, well, a building anyway. We turn around and you put it on the roof? You sort of thatch it? Or?
Yeah, we put it over the thatch. This is normally one of the practices that most of the people in the village should do. And to do with the local houses.
And what does that do exactly?
It protects the wind from blowing the dust, the thatch leaves.
So once the cyclone's finished, you just take off the
leaves again.
Okay.
Yeah, the coconut leaves again.
Yeah, right. So you're kind of adding a roof to your house. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, but especially during cyclones.
Yes.
Yeah. But when no cyclones, it stays as it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Pacific Prepared.